You all will please stand. We will sing hymn 423. Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion, and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory, and lounge on the couches, and eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls, and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 146. Let us read together.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child I heard, for there is no help in them. When they leave the grass, they return to earth, and in that day their cause perish. Amen. As for those who in the present age are rich,
Command them not to be haughty, or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to be good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Diades, which is the name that was given to the rich man. I think it may mean rich man in Greek. I'm not sure. It's just tradition. Still had the gall to say, send Lazarus over there for you to bring me a little water. Talk about somebody not getting it. Well, there's a kind of connection to something here about other seeds. Maybe. There's something wonderful about the way the New Revised Standard Version, and I like the title, but it's the title of the version of the Bible that we read, translates this verse from Paul's letter to Timothy. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. A root of all kinds of evil. Most of us heard over the years, money is the root of all evil. That was always a misquote, and it is ubiquitous. Money, Pink Floyd. You might recognize it as the song that begins with the sound of something being rung up on the cash register, which stays in the background for the rest of the song. Not all the lyrics are pertinent, not by a long shot, but these are money. So they say is the root of all evil today. That's rock and roll from 1973. Everyone pointed it this way, and it's still been. It's always been the love of money. What if we substituted fear of loss for love of money? Most of us, I think, would say that we are not obsessed with becoming richer and richer. But how many of us can say that we're not frightened by the prospect of becoming dependent on others, or living on the street, or having to downsize to the point of not having a sufficiently comfortable life, or somewhere in that spectrum, or beyond either end of it? Just guessing there, perhaps projecting my own inner anxiety onto others, that the fear of loss is a stronger strain among us ordinary folks living in this part of the world than wanting to get rich. It's not an easy thing to confess, this anxiety, because I believe it's a sign of spiritual weakness, at least as I experience it. We believe in some way or another that God will provide everything we need. Yet money matters can send me into that fear and lack of trust before I know what's happening. I'll let you in a little secret. I just read page 2 of the sermon before I read page 1. We'll see if it hangs together. I was saying earlier, it's always been the love of money. But beyond that, this more accurate translation that we have in the NRSV, the Revised Standard Version, reminds us that there are other roots and other evils. Thirst for power, pride, and egotism are a few more roots, for example, and evils. You and I know that they're practically endless. Though they tend to be variations on the theme of disregarding and exploiting others in pursuit of benefits for ourselves. Before moving away from that reading, we do well to note Paul's take on the consequence of these behaviors. Wandering from faith and being pierced with pains, like the pains of anxiety or worry. Maybe obsession with money would be a good 21st rephrasing of love of money. It's no coincidence that our passage from 1 Timothy comes in late September at the time when many parishes are asking people We want our money to help others. We Christians do. Not merely provide a comfortable place to worship each Sunday. We all know that. And Epiphany does about as well as anyone could expect, given our size and the financial resources at our disposal. So, this is not the prelude to asking you to give more, or to give till it hurts, or give till it feels good, or any of those other phrases. This is about our relationship to money. What our Lord gives us in the parable of Dives and Lazarus, the rich man and the beggar, is an opportunity to reflect on our relationship with all that God has given us. How do I spend my money, my time, my prayers, my emotional energy? If you're waiting for me to tell you this is exactly how you should do that in detail in each of these areas, you have a long way to go. Instead, I have an invitation for all of us to look at how we spend our time and energy, and yes, money. The energy-money connection is a good one, I think. The more we devote to worry about and anxiety over anything, especially like today's reading over money and finances, the less time we're apt to devote to gratitude to God for the incredible, unpredictable, wonder-filled lives we've been granted. As soon as I wrote those lines, I thought about how much it sounds like the fear of scarcity. Oh, if we spend energy here, we won't have it to spend over here. But we have time for both worry and gratitude. God has given us an incredible capacity for thought, imagination, and inspiration. We just need to be good stewards of all that. As a parish, taking the heat off each of us as an individual for the moment, we need to embrace that gratitude, that assurance of God's abundance. We've come through some pretty challenging times already, just in my time here, and by God's grace and your generosity, which, let's be clear, is a manifestation of God's grace. We are here today, together, singing, literally singing, the praises of a God who sees us through all things. Not just to get through to the other side of the difficulty. I find myself tending in that direction sometimes, just want to get through this. But it's not just getting through to the other side of it. Because our lives are full of things to get through to the other side of. It's much richer than that. We pray for God to be with us during those difficulties, revealing to us that the divine is all around us, in our hearts, in our community, in our connection with each other. My son Ben gave me a little watercolor kit when I was pretty much confined to the house for a few days. It has had a virtually transformative power on me, or influence on me. I haven't produced any great, even significant, art. Couldn't tell whether the little sketch I did for Sherry's birthday card looked more like a yellow rose or a meringue. But the process is one that helps me lose track of time, a little bit at a time. And I feel that it helps me enter into God's time, free from what I usually do with that commodity of time, left to my own devices. It's a humble little example, but I pray that you too have ways of doing the same, meditation or exercise or reading or anything that helps you to be grateful for this amazing life we've been given moments of entering into God's time, a sense of gratitude for all the gifts we have received. I believe we are doing God's work, following God's will for us in the world, carrying on the message that love is stronger than fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God,
light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father,
through him.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all peoples.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That they may be just.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, Jill, Karen, David, Alan, Patty, Carol, Sarah, Chris, Pat, Maureen, Jim, Diane, Joey, Martin, Archie, Alicia, Kristen, Mark, Claude, George, John, the people of Ukraine, Degater family, Martha and family, Jared, Chris, Eric, Jonathan, and all in harm's way. We pray for the safe passage of all who are traveling this week.
Especially for Lee and Linda Myers and their friends who are returning from Alaska.
We pray for all who have died, and especially Morgan Wright, Tony Alderberg, Bill Reiner, Neil Gloyer, and Queen Elizabeth II. We pray in thanksgiving for Carol and Margaret Winter, who celebrate their anniversary this week, and with Stacy McComas, Claire Harrow, and R.G. Guthrie, who celebrate their birthdays this week.
And also with John Bradley, who celebrates his birthday today. I invite any other prayers or petitions you may wish to offer at this time, silently or aloud. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins, to our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with us.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Happy birthday. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
whate'er he said, be filled with praise. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit you've made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. On the night before he was betrayed, he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night before he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
So next week, if you would bring whatever you get.
charitable giving. We will either give her cash or an Amazon card. If you have a suggestion, please let me know. And I think that's all I know.
Well, we just have a basket or something for that. I'll let you figure that out. How are we going to collect the money?
My announcement is my own Irish roots must have kicked in, but I put Patty's name in the bulletin. It says Patty Murphy. But let me assure you, it's Patty Murray that's doing coffee hour this morning. And the other thing I learned today is that I guess I can just shuffle the pages of my sermons and make them as much sense one way as another. So there we go. If you'll stand, I'll get us all out of here. Over to the parish hall. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.